It had long been thought that we were the only creatures on Earth that used and made tools. Man the toolmaker is how we were defined. And here was David Greybeard using a tool. When I telegrammed the news to Lewis Leakey, he responded that we must now redefine man or accept chimpanzees as human. My observations at Gombe would challenge human uniqueness, and whenever that happens, there is always a violent uproar.
That was October 1960. 26-year-old Jane Goodall made her provocative discovery that David Greybeard and other chimpanzees in Tanzania were using thin blades of grass to fish out ants via holes in trees and soil. What had been a defining trait of humans, tool creation and use, was now challenged. Indeed, as famed paleoanthropologist Lewis Leakey telegraphed to Jane that day,
"We must redefine tool, redefine man, or accept chimpanzees as humans."
1963. Enter French author Pierre Boulez in his novel La Planète des Sages, known in the United States as Planet of the Apes, which becomes the inspiration for the 1968 science fiction film of the same title. I can't say that this novel was in direct response to the Goodall discovery, but maybe it was. In the book and movies, great apes rule and humans are mute, backward slaves.
A revolution in the art of science fiction filmmaking, the classic Saga of the Apes. These are the most popular and successful films of their kind ever conceived. They began a new motion picture tradition, and they end beyond your imagination. The classic Saga of the Apes, rated PG. 20th Century Fox wants you to go ape.
Go ape I did in 1974. That was long before Jane Goodall became my hero and inspired my career in anthropology, and long before I became an environmentalist. I sat through all five of the Planet of the Apes movies at my local theater one Saturday. I must have been there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. My mother didn't mind. She worked on Saturdays, and if I was at the movies, I couldn't be home bugging my siblings. Besides, she's the one who started my love for chimpanzees when she gave me a toy one when I was younger. My 10-year-old mind had no problem accepting this challenge to human uniqueness that had caused such a stir more than a decade earlier. I didn't even know that this was an issue as I watched chimpanzees show compassion and intelligence. 10-year-olds don't worry so much about what is human and what isn't human. In fact, 10-year-olds are much more open to the connectedness of the world in which they are engaging, especially 10-year-olds who are able to explore the wild spaces in their neighborhoods without a lot of adult intervention. I did love those movies, especially the first one. Even today, that final shot of the shattered remains of the Statue of Liberty sitting next to the ocean is vivid in my memory. Jane Goodall, chimpanzee toolmaking, Planet of the Apes, our current environmental crisis? What's the connection? Welcome to Curious Planet, a listener's journal where we will explore how experiences in nature and of nature are intrinsically woven to our own stories, both individually and collectively. We will weave together our emotions, sense of place, and desire to belong, and wonder how these kinships might invigorate us to save the home we live and rely on. I'm Jacqueline Comito, your host for this conversation about engaging wonderment to heal and protect the planet. Cultural and spiritual traditions worldwide find their roots in reverence for the natural world. Moments of wonder in nature have inspired poets and writers, inventors, scientists, artists, and adventurers throughout history. Curious Planet will bring ideas together connecting what hasn't always seemed connected. As Gus Speth, a co-founder of the Natural Resources Defense Council, asserts in a 2020 poem, New Consciousness. Decades of discourse led by people like me, lawyers, scientists, economists, and we are stuck. They can't do what must be done, reach the human heart. The problems are avarice, arrogance, and apathy, dominant values badly astray. What we need is not more analysis, but a spiritual awakening to a new consciousness. So let's bring on the preachers and prophets, the poets and philosophers, the psychologists and psychiatrists. Let's bring on the writers, musicians, actors, artists. Call them to strike the chords of our shared humanity, of our close kin to wild things. Yes, I read this and I just wanted to shout, sign me up. Only to come down to earth a few seconds later to say, how do we do this? Most people like me would sense a truth in the sentiment of this poem. But we all seem a little lost on how to bring about a spiritual transformation that would lead to a cultural shift without spiraling into further division and distrust. Striking the chords of our shared humanity seems more elusive than ever. Maybe it would help to start with a shared understanding of spirituality. I lean into the definition of spirituality that comes from Ronald Rollhauser in The Holy Longing. Everyone has to have a spirituality, and everyone does have one, either a life-giving one or a destructive one. Spirituality is about what we do about the fire inside of us, about how we channel our eros, i.e. desires. Spirituality is more about whether or not we can sleep at night than about whether or not we go to church. It is about being integrated or falling apart, about being within community or being lonely, about being in harmony with Mother Earth or being alienated from her. In other words, our spirituality is defined in how we handle our urgent longings in life. I know that when I read Rollhauser's definition, it changed the way I thought about how I was channeling my passions and what I was giving power to. It also had me asking if nature has a spirituality and how that connected to us. Curious Planet was born of wondering about how nature's stories interweave with our stories. Curiosity, not conviction, is our guide. Hope is our language. In each episode, we will look at the stories we tell ourselves. Stories about what makes us human. Stories about what defines nature. How should we redefine human? Redefine nature or accept humans as nature? Will the 21st century be marked with humans seeking not so much to explain what makes us unique in nature, but understanding what are our shared characteristics and shared fates? Please join us.